Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The word prophet comes from the Hebrew word naba, meaning to speak by inspiration. The Lord was deeply concerned that the people could trust everything he said, including what he communicated through men. He knew that those who wanted to hear God's voice might be misled by some who pretended to speak for him. Unlike the Canaanites who, quote, listened to soothsayers and diviners, Deuteronomy 18:14, he wanted the nation of Israel to have ears only for his word. The responsibility went in both directions, the hearing and speaking. Quote, whoever will not hear my words, which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. Verse 19. As the New Testament puts it, do not despise prophecies. 1 Thessalonians 5:20. We can't pick and choose what we like from God's word, or reject the truth because we don't like the preacher's style. Now, in the other direction, even more seriously because it reflected on God's trustworthiness, quote, the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. Deuteronomy 18:20. But how would they know if it was not a message from God? Quote, when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. Verse 22. Today, believers have the indwelling spirit and God's complete revelation in the Bible. Any who preach another gospel, who diminish our thoughts of the Lord, who elevate man apart from the work of Christ, who base theories on obscure verses, or gather disciples after themselves, should be seen as dangerous to the faith. Quote, from such withdraw yourself. 1 Timothy 6, verse 5.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.